朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
And we often say that being thankful should be our attitude in every day of our lives.
每一年到十一月的时候，教会也特别着重的强调我们感恩的操练。
But every year as we come to this month, November, we want to put to practice again being thankful.
我记得曾经引用过，有人告诉我们一个习惯的养成，大概两个礼拜到三个礼拜，你可以培养出一个习惯。
Someone said that for you to cultivate a habit, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks.
所以一年过去了，如果我们真是要培养感恩的好习惯，早培养好了。
And a year has gone by, so if we really wanted to cultivate the spirit of thanksgiving, we should have cultivated it already.
所以我们常常在主的面前，常常觉得很亏欠，因为我们真的长进的太慢了。
A lot of times we feel that we fall short before the Lord because we're growing so slowly.
很多道理我们重复的听，重复的听，重复的听。
There are so many principles and so many doctrines we hear over and over, but it is not yet the word becoming flesh in our lives.
那很多属灵的境界、属灵的经历、属灵的美德是我们羡慕的，可是时间过来，好像没有具体的在我们身上成熟。
And the things of the spirit of God, the spiritual realms, the spiritual blessings that we long for, it seems as a passing of time, it has not become a reality in us.
所以我实在求神激励我们里面的认真、真实长进的心情。
I pray that the Lord will really stir within our hearts a desire to really grow.
今年五月份我们在德国的时候，就在我们的弟兄那天我们一起吃饭。
In May, we were in Germany, and the brother who received us, we had a meal together. He really wanted to be one of the CTC students, and he is one of them now.
他就跟我们讲到说，在中国你常常可以看到树底下很多地方有人在那里
学习。He said in China, you often see people who are playing chess under a tree.
所以他有的时候在那边看上去像棋。
And he was just standing there watching play chess.
然后他发现一件很惊讶的事情，就是一个小孩子学下棋才学三年。
And he discovered that there's a little child, he only learned how to play for about 3 years.3 years, he's beaten those who's been playing for 60, 70 years. And this is the reason why the Lord says those who are behind shall be first.
并不代表所有在后的都会在
前。Not that everyone who's last will be first.
而是我们到底是不是认真的走路，认真的操练。
Are we diligent? Are we really serious as we walk in the church?
你看，我们从2004年不少开始，那时候主持人带领我们开始十一月的感恩月。
Starting 2004, Sister Nancy led us into this act of praising the Lord on the month of November.
那我们现在已经第七年。
And we're coming to the seventh year.
如果一个好的习惯是他三个礼拜培养出来的话，我们花了七年的培养时间。
So if a good habit can be cultivated in 3 weeks, we have 7 years.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们今年在讲这个的时候，我们不是耳熟能详的，又是听从你的道理。
I pray that this year, as we talk about Thanksgiving again, our ears have not grown dull, and we're saying, "Oh, I'm listening to the same thing."
我们希望我们在主的面前非常非常的认真，求神帮助我们这个学习。
But we are all very diligent, we're serious. We say, "Lord, help us to learn it."
今天我的主题是讲到提醒感恩与凡事谢恩。
And the topic for today is the vigil of Thanksgiving and everything to thank.
我们一起先来读哥罗西书第三章十七节，是我们今天的背诵经文。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 is our memorization verse for this week.
同样的哈，跟你们讲一个秘密，这节背诵经文就是去年的背诵经文。
So this secret, this verse is the same verse that I quoted last year.
花了一年都不晓得大家背什
么。So here, a little everyone can memorize it.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。再来一次啊！无论做什么，或说话，或行事。
It doesn't matter who you're sitting next to, turn to that person, look at each other in the eyes, I don't memorize it. It doesn't matter who it is. Stuart, come on, guys. And this last song that we sang, the sister, she said, if I'm able to sing a song. She admires and yearns to be one of us who are able to actually open up and sing a song. And I ask that each and every one of us, we're not just singing here at church.
It's just you can.
And I pray that often we will come and open our hymn books and just sing a song between you and Jesus. The angels are inclined to listen and they will echo with their hearts.
He's so wonderful, that's our Father.
Our God is wonderful.
He
is worthy of our thanks. When we talk about Thanksgiving, we begin to look at the realities of our lives.
That's what we're doing in the Thanksgiving.
But the one thing that we want to be thankful of the most is our wonderful Savior, Jesus. Without His law, without His salvation, none of us would be sitting here today. The worship team led us to sing a song that we are the sons that are doomed and we're doomed for hell. And then we may call God our Father. And I gave an example before. Let's pretend that there's a needle in my hand. It's very difficult for me now to thread the needle without glass. Some of the younger ones probably just don't do it. The eye of the needle is very small. Let's say, there's a needle right here. My
head is in front of that. So, we're going to make it and you'll turn
over. And I say, every single one of you go through the eye of the needle.
Turn over to the body to the hole.
And if you can't pass this little hole, you're doomed for hell. Mark chapter 9 says, there's a fire that will never be quenched and the worms will never die.
That's what you're for.
Not to say that this fire that burns
in the hole from the castle or the salt is something.
That's something that's essentially
all the community.
And let's say we roast you above the fire for about 30 seconds. Nobody can endure it. So everyone who can't pass the eye of this needle, you're doomed for that place. I don't believe any single one of us can pass through that hole.
But one thing that we're in the same way,
and then all of a sudden you hear this voice in heaven that says, anyone who's willing to believe in Jesus Christ, the very moment you're passing right through. And then you realize, I can't get through it, I can't get through it. You cry out to Jesus, you pass through that hole. I'm separated from that, the pit of fire, which you give thanks to. If we really ponder the salvation that Christ has accomplished in our lives,
and
you will no longer complain because you drive a car that is 1975 while someone is driving a brand new car.
你不会为了说你今天是拿了一个这个1996年的手机，人家是拿2016年的这个 iPhone， 你真的明白吗？
And you won't complain that you have a cell phone that is made 1996 and someone else has one that's made 2011.
我为什么在讲？因为我们现在在中国，大部分每次用的手机是从1996年来的。
And the reason I say that is because the cell phone that I still use in China is the one that I bought back in 1996.
为什么我们不会为了今生这么多的小事想不开、吞不上那口气的
？And we wouldn't not be able to swallow our breath just because of these small matters.
因为光光这么一件事情够我们一辈子。
Our salvation alone can cause us to be thankful for the rest of our life.
但是今天的问题就在于我们没有把我们所蒙的恩真正的具体的 register 在我们的里面，然后体会在我们的里面。
We haven't really registered or allowed this reality of the salvation work of Christ to be real in our hearts and our minds.
所以我们唱到这首的歌，我们波平，我们很多时候没有面很深的感觉。
So we sing of this His grace, His salvation. We come to break bread. We have absolutely no feeling with it.
我们讲到感恩的时候，我们会说为什么好感恩的？我信了这么久。
And we say be thankful, and then our response would be, "What is it for me to be thankful for? I've been unemployed this whole time."
我有什么好感恩的？你看我最近生病。
And what is it for me to be thankful for? I've been sick this whole time.
给我怎么样？你活得再老，算你一千岁好了，千岁爷。
Doesn't matter how old you become, if you're 1,000 years old.
怎么去跟永恒相比呢？
You cannot compare with eternity.
基督救我们脱离永死。把我们带进永恒。
The Christ has delivered us from eternal death and brought us into eternal life.
就是我们要赞美他了。
Why should we ought to praise him?
这感恩根本就是一个自然的事情，不应该是要求的事情。
And being thankful should be something that is very natural, not something that someone requires of you.
分尝过求恩滋味，人都说他的恩典太伟大了。
You taste of his goodness, you know how great it is.
但是实际上，其实我们这个人非常容易忘恩啊。
So we are reminded that we are people that is very easily forget to be thankful.
各位，其实第四章特别提醒我们，连感恩都要警醒感恩。
So Colossians 4 says, be vigilant in giving thanks.
为什么要警醒
？Why？
什么叫做警醒？就是你听的时候需要刻意去注意的。
To be vigilant means you need to be alert at all times.
而不是可有可无的事情，你一定要刻意去做。
Not that all I could do without it any given day, but you mindfully set your mind to it.
因为一不小心。我们就很黑的，就不仅仅不感恩，而是埋怨。
Because unknowingly we discover that we not only not give thanks, but we begin to complain.
而且圣经上不仅仅讲到要警醒感恩，讲到要感恩，事实上都要来学习谢恩。
But the scripture says not only to be vigilant in thanksgiving, but in all things give thanks.
就是你这个感恩，不是只是把它当一件事情去做。
But if you treat thanksgiving as something that you merely do,
它实在是一个基督徒心中生命里面该有的一个品格。
Ought not to be so, because it should be a character within the life of a Christian.
这是所有重生基督徒该有的一种生活的态度。
That every person that is born again needs to have this attitude within them.
而且也是我们一个非常蒙福的秘诀。
And it is the secret of being blessed.
也应该是我们生活里面该有的气质。
And it's the testimony within our lives.
更重要的事情，它居然也成为一件荣耀神的途径。
And more importantly, it is the pathway to glorify God.
所以我们把我们列的三节经文念过去一遍，几句话超过我所讲。
So we listen to these verses that surpass what I can really express with my word.
接下来一章前书五章十六节到十八节。
That's only chapter 5 verse 16.
我们一起有中文英文都没有。
Read together.
要防守。
So, brothers, when we really understand the grace of God in our lives,
任何时候我们想起来，我们都会忍不住要感恩。
Every time we are mindful of it, we shouldn't stop giving thanks.
对希伯来书的作者说，如果我们忽略充满大的救恩，
怎么
能够陶醉呢？
The writer of the book of Hebrews says that if we neglect such a great salvation, how shall we escape?
听说有一只牧笛弟兄在那里查实啊，就是读圣经有一种很重要的方法之一，就叫做读实。
And our brother Moody, over time, he was studying the scripture, he was looking at a particular phrase. And he looked at this word, this word study, the word grace. And the more he studies, the more joyful he became, and he spent a number of days and he gathered all the verses that had this word. And if you're just preparing it mentally, you're just basically preparing a piece of paper.
And we're的弟兄整理整理恩典以后，他没有办法，他放下笔头了，马路上就跟人家传福音去了。
As he was preparing and he was gathering the words of grace, he got to the point that he was so joyous, he ran out to the street to share the gospel.
他越读越觉得是恩典，我要跟别人分享。
The more he reads, he says, "This is grace. I got to share it with someone."
这亲爱的弟兄姊妹，英文这个字真好哈，英文的感恩叫什么
？The word Thanksgiving is
Thanksgiving. 他把答案讲出来了。
Thanksgiving.
里面真正的感恩就包括这两件事情。
To be thankful and
words,
thanks
and the giving.
One is thanks, the other one is giving.
Just a particular
thing. You need to give thanks to God.
而且是复数的，真的是 many thanks.
And there are many, many thanks.
那我们要感谢他，感谢他，感谢他。
And we thank him, we thank him, we thank him.
而且一个真正懂得感恩的人，他一定会把恩典流出去。
And someone who understands thanksgiving will overflow, have the overflow of grace in his life.
因为当他懂得感恩的时候，恩典在他里面就非常的多，非常的丰富。
He begins to know how to give thanks. He is abundant with the blessings of God.
他就有东西可以给予。
And then he would have something to give those who surround him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我说一个真实感恩的。
Now, say someone who's really who knows how to give thanks. There are two things that's evident in his life.
他会献上感谢。
One, he will give thanks.
不管是对神对人。
Whether it be towards God or towards man.
第二个，他一定会流露恩典。
Secondly, he will overflow grace through his life.
所以你看，以色列图是一个最好的图哈。你发现圣经上不管是故事，不管是地理，背后都有很多属灵的教训。
And you discover that the nation of Israel is a wonderful story, and every time you read the scriptures, there's a story behind it.
同样是黑门山的日落，黑门的水雪下来，然后成为约旦河。
And it's the same view of Haman that condenses and flows to the River Jordan.
流过加利利，成为加利利海。
It goes through Galilee, becomes the Sea of Galilee.
加利利海里面那个各样的鱼、各样的活物非常丰富，而且它是成为整个以色列听说四分之三重要的水源，灌溉各方面。
And the abundance of the life of the Sea of Galilee is that it was said that the water of the Sea of Galilee supplies 3/4 of the water supply.
约旦河经过了加利利海以后，就继续向这南流，向南流，向南流，流到哪里去
？And then through the Sea of Galilee, it goes through the River Jordan. He's going south, he goes south, where does it end up?
到哪里去？
Where does it end up?
到死了。
The Dead Sea.
它最后流出去。
There's no more outflow.
它扣鱼了。
Stop them.
它是叫做死海。
And therefore it's called the Dead Sea.
它含盐的程度只能到了70%，根本没办法用的。
The salt content is as high as 40%. It's impossible to use that water.
不过鱼在里面不能活，你不能灌溉，也不能喝，不能用，反正就是那个。
Fish cannot survive in that condition, and this water that we cannot use, this water that is dead.
因此呢，基督徒今天就是这两种。
Right, so there are these two types of Christians.
同样能受黑人的甘露、黑人的血水、天上的滋润下来。
The same dew came and comes from heaven above and condenses and flows through the River Jordan.
同样是约旦河水下来的。
It comes and flows from the same source of River Jordan.
一个不扣留主恩，一个扣留主恩。
One retains the grace, one does not retain it.
他们带下的祝福，他们的重要性就是不能消灭。
And the blessings that they bring forth, the importance, that they are how important they are cannot be compared.
就是这样，我们要能够丰富的话。
Friendship, we want to be rich.
我们要能够成为别人祝福的话。
We want to be abundant and be a blessing to others.
我们的存在要有真正最高的价值的。
Our existence, we want to have the highest value for your existence.
我们自己在天主的面前要不断的蒙恩。
Not only that you need to receive continually the grace and the blessings of the Lord,
成为恩典的出口。
But you need to be an outflow of the grace of God.
所以当我们被这里发誓感恩的时候
，So when you're able to give thanks in all things,
我们常常以感谢为祭献于神。
As a sacrifice of
praise you offer unto the world.
不仅是荣耀的事。
Not only have you glorified God.
接下来我们就看见我们感恩的度量会决定我们蒙恩蒙福的度量。
Then we discover our capacity to receive the blessings of God is equal to our capacity to give thanks.
我们越懂得感恩，神就把更多的恩典给我们。
The more we know how to give thanks to the Lord, the more blesses us.
所以我去年才讲到，我记得我画了一个三角形，上面是写神赐恩。
And I remember last year when I shared the same message, through a triangle it says God gives grace.
我画了一个大箭头上来，就是神蒙恩。
And this big arrow that came from that apex and says man receives grace.
然后过来叫做人赐恩，人赐恩。
And an arrow that goes horizontal it says man knows grace and receives grace. No, and gives grace. And gives thanks.
我们 give thanks to God.
And this last arrow that gives thanks back up to God.
他们心里在吃更多的祝福，所以这是一个路。
And God gives more blessings. And this is actually a cycle.
好，所以有给人的就有给你的。
And those who give, I will be given unto you.
我们会把恩典、把感谢归给神，把恩典流露出来，神就把更多的恩典给你。
If you're able to give thanks to God, outflow of the blessings that God has given you, God will give you even more.
所以这个我曾经引用过这个John Darby的其中的一句话，他说一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
Our brother John Darby said that a person who does not know how to give thanks cannot have true joy.
喜乐的大小取决于感恩的大小是证据。
And the magnitude of joy definitely is proportional to the magnitude of thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹，我再讲一遍。一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
A person who does not know how to give thanks will not understand true joy.
我不晓得大家今天对自己的打分数是打得怎么样，有自己喜乐吗？
If you were to grade yourself in terms of the magnitude of joy within your life, are you joyous?
如果最近你活得觉得不喜乐的话，现在问问看，你是不是在感恩上受挫？
And if you find that there is no joy in your life, ask yourself, am I lacking in the area of giving thanks?
我们要特别提醒弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒的感恩，
and
跟世界上的人所讲的知足常乐有没有不同？
And I want to remind brothers and sisters that we as Christians when we talk about Thanksgiving and the world view and sentiment, is that different?
有没有不同？
Is it different?
有，但是有不同的举手。
Anybody agrees that's different? Raise your hand.
这什么都不一样。
Well, how is it different? And we're not just being thankful because, I'm content in this environment, I'm thankful that I have this stuff.
我们的感谢是对神。
But our thanksgiving is towards someone.
所以一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
And a person who doesn't know how to give thanks cannot have true joy.
而感这个喜乐的大小是绝对与感恩的大小成正比。
And the magnitude of joy is proportional to the magnitude of thanksgiving.
我曾经有怎么讲？曾经有一个人，他是开这个面包店还是什么之类的。
那都是 gentleman who is the owner of the bakery shop。
他有一次这个在他们所在的那个小城里面碰到很大的这个饥荒嘛。
And the old town that he was in, there was a huge famine that struck the place。
然后他就在城里面，在他小住的这个小城里面，他找了十个最穷最穷的家里面的小孩来。
And in this town, he found 10 children from the poorest families of that town。
所以他就做了十个包子给他们吃，一人一个。
10 loaves of bread and gave one to each of them。
哦，这小孩子因为饿得很久，实在是受不了。
And these children have been starving for so long, they saw it, they came up and they just grabbed it.
然后吃了以后就
And they grabbed it, they ate it, and they, wow.
只有一个小女孩
one little girl.
他没有去跟别人抢，他等到人家剩下的那一个去使用。
And he did not stop with anyone else. He waited at the very end. He took the smallest piece.
而且他第一件事情他就来施舍这个师傅。
At the very first thing that she did, she went to the gentleman, the baker, and said, "Thank you."
这个师傅跟他们说，你们第二天再来，我还给你。
And the second day, the baker says to the children, "Come back tomorrow. I'll ask more for you."
第二天，这十个小朋友又回来。
The second day, and the back end came
to me.
The same picture, they bust there and they grab what they can and they ate it.
这个小孩子，这个小女孩那天剩下来的那个小包子是比从前更小，大概只有一半的 size。
This little girl, what she had on that second day was a smaller piece than the one before.
然后她就谢谢他，她带着这个回家给她妈妈吃。
And she thanked the baker and she took it home and shared it with her mom.
她不是自己就吃掉了，她就是带着感恩，就是谢谢他。
She then just ate it herself, but she thanked the baker and she went back and shared it with mom.
然后回家后就拆开来要给她妈妈分的时候。
And right before they were going to break this bread and share it with her mom,
这个一切开来包子里面有好几个银币。
And when they cut open this loaf of bread, they discovered a lot of gold coin.
这个妈妈说，哎呀，这个糟糕了，这个一定是师傅做包子不小心银币掉进来，那不行不行。
The mom says, the baker must have dropped it while he was baking, not realizing it, so they brought the small loaf of bread back.This little girl was very, very hungry, but she brought it back anyway. And the baker said, "I gave this to you. Only you knew how to come back and say thank you to me." And the baker said, "I wish that you would carry this character within you to always love other
people."
So this is the modern day story. I believe you see it many places you look for it. But these things happened in the scriptures long ago.
我们自己知道，在路加福音十七章，主耶稣是在撒玛利亚那边城，加利利的附近经过一个城的时候。
Luke 17, Jesus was going through the city of Samaria.
十个长大马蜂的来求耶稣医治他。
There were 10 lepers that came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, would you please heal us?"
主耶稣说，你们就把你的身体拿去给祭司查看。
And so Jesus says, "Go present your bodies to the priests."
弟兄姊妹，这十个人是在去的时候，去的路上。
And these 10 people, they were healed, miraculously healed, on their way to the priest.
It speaks
of the fact that these 10 men have tremendous faith.
如果今天我长大麻风到耶稣面前来，耶稣没有叫我当场好，说你是给祭司查看，我还带着麻风病，我会觉得他在骗我。
And if I came to Jesus today and I asked Jesus, "Please heal me of my leprosy," and Jesus says, "Go see the priest," and I still see the lepers on my hand, I would say Jesus is lying to me.
我一路走身上都是大麻风啊。
And as I begin to take my step and walk away from him, I still see the leprosy.
而且这十个人是很有信心的。
But he discovered that these 10 men, they are men of faith.
就在他们去的路上，他们的病突然好了。
On their way to see the priest, they were healed.
高兴的不得了，所有人都跑掉了。
They were jubilant, they celebrated, and they all ran off.
他们从前被人拒绝的，抬不起头来，现在变成神了。
They were rejected by men, they couldn't lift up their heads. Now they can boldly walk into the city.
从前先餐馆人家把你赶出来的，现在可以坐下来偶尔一碗这个馄饨面喝吃了。
And in time past, they were shunned, and they were kicked out of restaurants. Now they canHave a bowl of wonton noodle soup.
他们马上去享受从前，马上去享受从前所不能享受的。
And they can enjoy everything that they couldn't enjoy before.
但是只有一个人回来。
But only one came back.
但是在面前牺牲。
And he came before Jesus and thanked Jesus.
主耶稣说得医治的不是有十个人吗
？Jesus wasn't there 10 that were healed.What happened to the nine?
有几位这句话到今天为止，圣灵都常常问，那些人在哪
？Today the Holy Spirit still asks, "What happened to the nine?"
就是呢，我们是那个会回来信耶稣的人，还是那几个
？Are we the one that's willing to come back to give thanks to Jesus, or we the nine that runs off?
就是主耶稣讲那句最重要的话，他说你的信救了你。
And Jesus replied and said, "Your faith has saved you."
他说，thy faith has made thee whole.
Jesus says, "Thy faith has made you whole."
你原来是有缺陷的，是有破口的，是有漏洞的。
You were lacking, you
without wanting.
但是你现在这个信心让你成为一个完整的人。
But now your faith has made you whole.
因为怎么样，他们都是有信心的人，因为他们自己的信心得了医治。
They all have faith because by faith they were all healed.
但是在这里有一个人有一个更大的信心。
But there's a man here with a greater faith.
他居然知道他不仅仅可以从神面前凭信心去取恩典。
Not only does he know that he can receive the blessings from God by faith.
他居然可以在信心的里面知道，我可以把感恩为祭献给神来荣耀神。
And he knew that by faith, he gave thanks to God to glorify God.
第一层的信心是叫我们从神面前蒙恩。
And the first layer of faith is that we may be blessed by God.
而第二层的信心是知道神居然会悦纳、会喜悦、会那么荣耀。当我们可以把信心和感恩献给他。
And this second level of faith is to understand that God may be glorified and God would delight in the fact that I give thanks to Him.
第一层的信心，当神的恩典影响了我们。
But this first layer of faith, we are impacted and influenced by God.
第二层的信心，当我的感恩影响神。
And the second level of faith, my thanksgiving has impacted God.
叫神喜乐。
That He may take the glory.
叫神得荣耀。
That He may be glorified.
叫神为我们赐下更多的祝福。
That He may be
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。